Representative Clippert shared a Facebook post from a group called Dropbox Watch that calls for volunteers to sign up to watch ballot drop boxes across the state and send reports of suspicious activity. Clippert says he doesn't know who's running the website, nor what's being done with the information reported.
I have not contacted that organization, but the information that they have shared with me, that I shared with you, made sense to me with all the research that I've done.
Clippert is running in the 4th Congressional District to replace Dan Newhouse. Newhouse is one of the 10 House Republicans that voted to impeach Donald Trump. Clippert has been repeating the debunked conspiracy that the election was stolen. The primary election is August 2nd, and Washington voters currently have ballots in hand. Clippert's Facebook post includes an email address to send in reports and a QR code to scan to receive training on watching drop boxes. Even though Clippert has not verified who is running the website, Clippert still maintains that he would share what he deems suspicious activity to the organization. Another part of the Facebook post advises people to not vote early and talks about phantom ballots. Benton County Auditor Brenda Chilton says she was alerted about this post that Clippert and others have been sharing. Chilton says that monitoring the election is legal and they have a system in place, including having paid observers to come and watch the process. Chilton says this is malinformation.
Malinformation is designed to disrupt the process by intentionally spreading information that's not true. Some of this, this allows bad actors to know how many phantom ballots they need to print. That doesn't even begin to account for what actually happens in the system, right?
Voters are only allowed to vote once, and signatures are verified. Chilton is aware of efforts to monitor the ballot boxes and has had people contact the auditor with plans to follow around election workers as they pick up ballots. This is legally allowed under election laws in Washington. Also allowed is dropping off ballots for other people. The website that Representative Clippert shared is marked private by the web hosting company, Epic.com. A spokesperson with Epic.com says in an email, quote, "I apologize, but we cannot give out registrant data without their permission or a court order from your local authorities," unquote. Voters who feel unsafe at the ballot box should call local law enforcement and contact the auditor. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.